conditioner for a scent that lasts. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good morning and good evening, brother, and welcome to the 18 hours news. We take a look at stories making headlines. ZESCO announces 5-hour daily power supply starting August 17 due to maintenance. Lomazi Town Council sues 34 CDF loan defaulters owing over 1.4 million kwacha. Best way to end the war is through a peace agreement, Trump says.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. ZESCO has announced that starting August 17, 2025, daily electricity supply will be restricted to only 5 hours due to scheduled maintenance works at Mamba Energy. According to a statement from the ZESCO Corporate Affairs Department, the power reduction is as a result of maintenance activities being undertaken by Mamba Energy, which will be carried out in phases between August and September 2025. ZESCO stated that the country has now entered stage 10 of load management, reflecting the severity of over the power shortage. Both domestic consumers and industries will be affected by the reduced power supply. However, critical institutions such as hospitals will continue to receive uninterrupted power. The utility further noted that it is actively exploring options to stabilize and improve power supply during this period. Development activist Charity Musamba has called for increased transparency and accountability in the distribution of land across the country. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Dr. Musamba expressed concern that land allocation has over the years have been influenced by political interests. She noted that political candidates have often awarded land to their sympathizers as a form of illegal appreciation, undermining fairness in the process. Dr. Musamba further observed that Zambia continues to record a growing number of land-related disputes, a situation she described as regrettable and inconsistent with the principles of law-abiding nation. Dr. Musamba has since urged individuals, especially at the local level, to follow proper and legally stipulated procedures to ensure transparency and avoid conflict.
Approaching the root causes, which is political patronage and political illicit activities. Most political parties we have seen, especially in the past, have resorted to distorting land allocation processes in order to please or in order to win political support, the vote. Each time we are nearing an election period or after an election period, those who come out successful want to appease or want to secure their base by going to distribute land outside what the public administration would have planned for. So I think political parties should take responsibility.
Lomazi Town Council has taken legal action against the 34 Constituency Development Fund CDF loan defaulters by filing lawsuits before the Chipata Subordinate Court seeking to recover over 1.4 million kwacha in unpaid empowerment loans. The defaulters were accused accessed loans in 2022 and 2023 have failed to meet repayment obligations, with some owing up to 90,000 and several having not made a single repayment since receiving the funds. All 34 cases involve arrears for more than 6 months. According to the Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Evan Muyumba, the legal action follows multiple unsuccessful efforts to engage defaulters. Mr. Muyumba added that the beneficiaries who wish to avoid court proceedings have been given 15 days from the date of being served with summons to pay at least 75% of the outstanding loan balance. He emphasized that CDF empowerment funds are public resources, and non-repayment not only constitutes an offense but also undermines the sustainability of the government's empowerment initiative aimed at supporting small and medium enterprises, SMEs.
A total number of 34 Constituency Development Fund CDF loan beneficiaries in the Chipata Subordinate Court, and this is an effort to recover CDF empowerment loans that have remained unpaid for the period 2022 and 2023. So these 54 loan beneficiaries have actually obtained various amounts of empowerment funds from the local authority under the CDF component for the year 2022 and 2023. But some of them have actually not even paid any single amount towards servicing their loan. So altogether, the local authority is trying to actually recover 1,453,776.
Green Living Movement team leader Emmanuel Mutamba has called for the development of deliberate and enforceable environmental policies to address cases of contamination such as the situation at Mwembeshi Dam. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Mutamba stated that such policies will not only boost public confidence in the government efforts to protect the environment but also improve the international perception of Zambia's environmental governance. He warned that in the absence of clear and effective environmental regulation, other countries may form negative assumptions about Zambia's commitment to environmental protection. Commenting on the recent contamination at Mwembeshi, said that the incident sends a negative signal to the international community and reflected lack of seriousness in addressing environmental challenges. He further emphasized the need for strict enforcement of existing environmental laws, arguing that without enforcement, the presence of such laws in the environmental sector remains weak and ineffective.
The fact that we have this situation is something that can happen anytime. But what is critical is how do we apply our laws to deal with offenders? I think that is what frustrates in our partners at international level, because that is a country we have laws that govern how somebody who has polluted should be treated. But the principle of the polluter pays, which is in the Environmental Management Act. So how do we, why don't we invoke such pieces of legislation when we have a situation like we are in now?
And now, business news. Business news.
Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Association President Victor Kalish has emphasized the need for increased investment in equipment and financing for individuals interested in participating in Zambia's emerald sector. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Dr. Kalish highlighted that investment should also extend to the ideology and knowledge base around mineral exploration. He noted that such capacity building would enable more efficient and sustainable mining practices. Mr. Kalish also welcomed President Aga in the HMS directive that 20% of the emerald mine in Zambia should remain in the country for value addition, stressing that such pronouncement must now be fully actualized through policy and implementation. He further pointed out that Zambia is a major producer of emeralds and this should be leveraged as a strategic advantage to promote both the sector both locally and internationally, ultimately contributing to economic growth.
And production allowed, empower them in terms of having access to finance, having access to equipment, and providing with them with basic geology that will make them not waste money in terms of exploiting these minerals. The best thing is, let's take advantage of some pronouncements or some initiatives that are brought in by the governing bodies, like the president at Sierra in 2 years ago at the public private forum. The president had pronounced that 20% of the Zambian emeralds produced should remain for value addition.
We take a break. Advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio, again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
Following his meeting with Putin and phone call with NATO leaders, including Ukraine's Zelensky, U.S. President Donald Trump says it was determined by all that the best way to end the horrific war between Russia and Ukraine is to go directly to a peace agreement. In an update on his Truth Social platform, Trump says this would end the war